Many people dream of living the Hollywood lifestyle filled with fortune, fame, and success. Today's guest lived that lifestyle and is here to reveal how much of this industry holds a dark underbelly that profits from the destruction and manipulation of the human soul. Welcome, everybody, to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined again by the young people of Christian Ministry Academy. And of course, they're in studio today. They know today's special guest, and they can't wait to get started, and neither can I. So without further ado, our guest is an award-winning filmmaker, actor, director, and writer with work on dozens of motion pictures such as Dawn of the Living Dead and a variety of hit television shows such as Days of Our Lives and creator of The Last Evangelist television show, David Heavener.
Thank you, Joe, but I'm not sure I can live up to everything you just said.
Well, and that was only a micro snapshot.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got a panel here because I'm going to give everything you asked me to them.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have Josh and Derek answer your questions for you.
I'll tell you about David's life.
No, literally, Drew and I were looking at bio information and we're like, where do we stop cutting? Where do you stop cutting? I mean, the resume is more than we have time to read in today's program. So, David, your experiences in Hollywood, and to be honest, more films than he can remember. We were talking about this a couple of days ago on the phone in prep for the show, and we're talking about films that go back into the 80s, and I'm asking him for details,
and he's
trying to ponder if that was something having to do with Rambo or something having to do with a promotional spot that he did. Anyway, so we know that the work, the plethora of work, your colorful journey through Hollywood, many, many years of good experiences, bad experiences. You've worked with many celebrities, and you've watched how Hollywood, as you've described to me recently, brings people up into this world of fortune and fame and the paparazzi and the cameras and the dream that so many pursue, and then you've watched them destroyed systematically by some of what is the dark underbelly of Hollywood itself, if not just people living out excess on their own without help from Hollywood, having access financially to all of their dreams, no more restraints, they can have whatever they want. Let's start off, though, for the audience at home that might be unfamiliar with your body of work. Let's kind of talk about how you got started in Hollywood, some of the projects you work with, maybe some of the celebrities you work with, and why so many refer to you as the king of the indie film.
That was Josh. You know, Joe, we have to go back another decade before that. I was a songwriter in Nashville. I wrote for Capitol. I was fortunate enough to have a couple of hit records. And I always wanted to have my music in movies. You know, you guys go to the movies and you watch and you go, wow, this is, you know, and well, I said, I want my music in these movies. Mm-hmm. So I talked to my publisher, and they said, well, go out to L.A. and pitch your songs. And so I thought, well, a good way to do that is to go to producers mm-hmm. when they're doing what they call casting mm-hmm. movies. You know, is it called a casting call? So I went to this casting call with an envelope in it with my cassette tape. Remember the cassette?
Yeah.
Let me explain what a cassette tape is.
Right.
My car still has a cassette tape.
Yeah, right. It could be worse. It could be an 8-track, you know. So there was this little Asian guy casting a martial arts movie, and he was seeing these actors, and they were all going in doing this acting. Now, keep in mind, I didn't know anything about acting. I just wanted my music in movies. And so he saw me walk in. I was the last person. I wanted to give him my cassette tape. He said, he thought I was an actor. He says, you act like Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
And I said, no, I want to give you, no, you act like a Clint Eastwood. And he had his camera up there. And so I thought, well, what do I do? And so I always like to watch Dirty Harry. Now, you guys, let me explain who Dirty Harry is. So anyway, I did this. I remember years ago, I looked at the camera and said, I know what you're thinking, punk. Did he fire 5 shots or only 4? In the midst of all this confusion, I kind of lost count myself. But you got to ask yourself this question, punk. Do you feel lucky? Make my day. So I did this Clint Eastwood impersonation. The next day, I got a call from this producer, and he said I had the part in the movie. There's two problems with this. Number one is I can't act. Number two, it's a martial arts movie, and I can't even dance, Joe.
Okay.
And I turned to my roommate, who was a struggling actor trying to get a break. He says, dude, what's going on? I said, I don't know. I'm in this movie. So I found myself on the set a week later in this martial arts movie, and I stumbled through it. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is because I was a person who you would never choose to be successful. I had no money. I had no talent. I had no connections. I had nothing. But see, this is what God does. He takes the ordinary and does extraordinary things.
Absolutely.
So over a period of the next 5 years, I found myself directing, starring, and producing in all these movies. And I got a call from HBO. And I thought it was a joke. And they said, this is HBO. I'd like to fly you to New York and talk to you. I said, yeah, right, sure, you know. At that time, they didn't have cell phones. I hung up on them, you know. Let me explain to you guys what a regular phone is.
Oh, my.
It's an analog phone. But anyway, they flew me out there, and they said, look, we can't afford Clint, but we want to hire you to make, you know, these Clint Eastwood lower budget. And so I made 7 of them for HBO.
Okay. And for those that don't know, David, you're a believer in Christ.
Right.
And part of the focus of today's programs is to make people aware of 2 new Defender books that you've authored. The first being End Times Investigations with David Heavener. And I don't know if you can see this cool cover. You might want to put that one up on the screen. But also more of a devotional, inspirational book by David, True Power. And I'm going to read the subtitle, Access Your God-Given Power as a Child of God. So what I think makes you uniquely qualified, David, is the fact that you've got all of these many years in what you've described as kind of the dark underbelly of Hollywood. And like I said at the onset of the program, you've seen people destroyed by the power and the opportunity to seize whatever it is that they want without restraint. So you've explained a little bit about how you got started, but what was your motivation? Clearly you were more of a musician. Was there a part of this that became attractive for you?
Yeah, it's interesting, Joe, you asked that question, because in this world of Hollywood, it's all make-believe. There's nothing real. Mm-hmm. You can't eat it, you can't drink it, you can't sleep, but you can't do anything with it. It's a delusion, and I'm going to get with this later with Scripture. It talks about they'll become delusional in these last days. So what happened is you get into a world where you surround yourself with people that just agree with you all the time. Yes, people. So you are connected with reality. And here's the problem. I was a Christian, Joe, when I went into Hollywood, but I was like a brain-dead Christian, right? I was like, I hate to say it, 99% of the Christians, you know? Mm-hmm. I was one of those. What does that mean? It means I had no spiritual integrity. Right. And what does that mean? It means that I was 2 personalities. In Hollywood, I was the Hollywood David.
Right.
When I went to church on Sunday, I was the church David.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until God brought me down one night, I'll never forget, I crashed, I burned, I melted, and when I arose, the Hollywood David merged with the God David, the church David, and when I came back up, I was one. Mm. It's called spiritual integrity. Here's the problem with this. Is that when you are integrated spiritually, that means wherever you go, you take God with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into church, you take the marketplace with you. You take what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You're one person. Here's the downside, Joe. You make everybody mad.
Okay. Derek's shaking his head, yes.
Yeah.
I can relate to this to a degree because I got into the broadcasting business. So yeah, I didn't see the Hollywood side of it, but as a radio broadcaster in Top 40 radio, I made it to Philadelphia, which was market number 4. And at one point in my radio career, just because of the sheer number of people listening in that market, I was one of the top 20 most listened to nighttime radio personalities in America. Now, nobody knew who I was because they were all listening for the music. It was Top 40. I was just there as the musical traffic cop, keep it moving and stay out of the way. But I understand what you're saying, because I thought I was a Christian at that point in my life too, and couldn't figure out why, you know, here I was one of the, you know, top jocks in America, and I couldn't figure out why I was unhappy.
Right. Something deep inside of you that doesn't feel right. And this is what we deal with. And this is what everyone out, these young people are going to deal with, is that no matter if you're an actor and you can be a plumber, you can be whatever, that you're going to have to choose.
Yeah.
Who you're going to serve.
Absolutely. Sure.
And you're going to have to choose in these last days. You can no longer be lukewarm. Folks, I kind of feel for you because we're at a place now you are going to make choices.
Right.
And if you stay in the middle, that's a choice. But that's the choice that Jesus spewed out of his mouth, being lukewarm.
Mm-hmm. What was it at that point in your life that caused you to crash and burn and melt? Was there something going on, or did God just get you at a totally
random time? This moment that you describe is finally both sides of the David kind of gel together.
I'm going to have to make this real quick because this is only a four-hour show. But basically, through Hollywood, I had so much demon oppression on me.
Okay.
I had the demons of sexual perversion. I had the demons of witchcraft. I mean, I could name them, go on and on, which a lot is in the book.
Right.
And as a Christian, I believe, I don't know what you guys think about this, I do not believe you can be possessed as a Christian, meaning taken over. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a Christian, your body is the temple of God, and there cannot live too, but you can be oppressed.
Sure.
Yes.
I had so much oppression on me that I was literally losing my mind. So turning to alcohol and anything to medicate yourself.
Right.
And through all this, I knew it was wrong. I said, God, I can't do this anymore. Mm. Take me out. Beam me up, Scotty, because I don't want to go through this pain anymore. So that's what did it. It was having all those demons around me, not understanding at the time, but when I crashed, burned, came up to spiritual integrity, boom, they were all gone.
Do you think people that watched you, though, from the outside just saw success, happy, life in the fast lane? Do you think there were those that were keen? They kind of knew you well enough to know something was off. And the reason I ask is because, you know what I mean, when you don't really know someone, you just see what you think you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I've tried to tell my kids, you know, that money and fame and TV and like none of that is what makes you happy.
Right.
You'll always be busy with the question of why am I here?
Yeah.
You will never be satisfied until you discover God's calling on your life. You can run from it. Mm-hmm. You can acknowledge that he exists, or you can obfuscate that and decide that you were not created to be submissive to a creator. Mm-hmm. It makes no difference. You will never be content until you find his calling for your life. So I'm just wondering if people saw you and thought, man, I'd like to be David. I want all this influence. I want to work with A-stars and make movies. Or if it was more obvious,
you're
withdrawn and...
Yeah, no, they wanted the first what you said. They want to be, people come to Hollywood, and I'm going to tell you my take on it. Most people that come to Hollywood are broken.
Yeah.
They're broken people. They're trying to fix something within themselves, so therefore they want to be an actor or an actress. Why? Because they want to be loved, you see. Mm-hmm. When we turn God out, put him on the outside, we turn to people to love us, acceptance.
That's the radio business, too. It's just that we were the people who weren't pretty enough to be on camera.
Exactly. But, I mean, these gals over here, we can talk pretty now, so I'll ask you guys. So when you turned to people and wanted acceptance, or did you? I don't know. Maybe you
did. Well, when I was 16, so this was 30 years ago, I had a brief stint in the modeling industry. And so I went through my own version of the same kinds of things you guys are talking about. Yeah. And I came to a point where I had to decide, what is this kind of acceptance worth to me? And ultimately, I was never the size they wanted because of how small they want people to be.
Yeah.
And there's a whole story in my own life, and I won't take over this episode to talk about it, but learning a lot of exactly what you're saying, that a lot of this really is about acceptance. And, you know, people, ultimately, what do we need? What were we innately created for?
Yeah. Right.
Communion with our Savior and community with each other.
Yes.
And when we don't have either of those, we'll feel that hole with something else.
Right.
And when you're in a place where you're seeing this illusion of what other people are living and you have this kind of oppression like what you're talking about, I'm sure that it can make people very desperate. And then, of course, you know, the lengths that you'll go to fill that void increase with everything that didn't satisfy.
You're right, Allie, because this is where the demons come in. They take advantage of this situation. They say, oh, he turned from God, turned into people. This is the devil's playground. This is where they get to play.
Yep. Yeah.
I will say this, Joe. Through all the people coming, wanting to come into my life, and they'll say anything, do anything, to be have a part in a movie.
Of course.
People would come up to me a lot and say, I don't understand what's going on with you, but you have something, some kind of magic on your life. Somebody somewhere cares about you. Somebody, they were trying to talk about God. They didn't understand how to do it.
Right.
And all through, they would come up, even people that worked for me said, you know, David, you're the luckiest guy in the world. How does this happen to you? See, this was God. This whole thing about bringing me into Hollywood and taking me where I need to be, which is here now, all this was planned from the very beginning.
Yeah.
In spite of ourselves. Mm. You know, we keep jumping off track and God uses whatever we do and puts us back and helps us end up right back where we are, Joe.
I want to read the subtitle to your book, End Times Investigations, because I think it's kind of a tell what a reader might find inside that kind of chronologically organizes some of David's experiences in Hollywood. Murder, Hollywood mind control, demons, SRA, aliens, demon portals, astral projection, and much more. So based on the subtitle of your own book, and we're going to show you in just a few minutes how you can get a copy of this book, it sounds like it is a smorgasbord of spiritual influence and a minefield of opportunities and temptations and influences and gatekeepers that are leveraging maybe the possibility of a role if you were to fill in the blank favor to me. And I'm sure that not every person in Hollywood is being controlled by this. But as David has explained, so many of the people he saw come there, in his view, were broken to start with. They're coming there to fill something that's wrong with them as a person. In your book, End Times Investigations, you talk about Hollywood mind control. Yeah. What are some of the ways that Hollywood is brainwashing the minds of maybe the actors as well as the viewers?
Well, anyone that says Hollywood does not have an agenda, that they do not control your mind, I'm here to tell you, and it will shock you, when I sat down with some of these big studios, I'd mentioned one earlier, and said, we want this, we want this. It's like baking a cake. Here's the ingredients. And of course, the God side of me was in shock. The other part of me that was turning away from God was saying, okay, I'll do it, right?
Right.
What does this mean? This means that from the very beginning, Satan has jumped into the Hollywood system, and it is selling a bill of goods to us, and it does it through advertising. And if you go back to World War II, you'd go to a theater, and of course, they needed to raise money, and so they created a war. And now they got a war that costs money, so they need to get money from somebody. They sold what they call war bonds. Mm-hmm. So if you go and you watch them, you'd sell, you remember the war bonds?
Mm-hmm.
So then they said, well, you know, theaters aren't good enough. Now we've got the R-rated, we've got the even X-rated, we got to get into people's homes. How can we do that? Television. So television was created where they could actually put a box in everybody's home. And who did they go after? Well, first of all, Satan goes after the family, starts with the father first.
Yep.
But
yep.
Then he saw where he could get right to the mother through soap operas,
yep.
Which I was on soap opera Days of Our Lives. And I'm telling you, women became addicted to this.
Sure.
You guys may not connect to that because of how young you are, but years ago, they would follow these stories. And so what would happen, these soap operas dealt with sexual immorality.
Yep.
It was tons of drama, dysfunctional family.
Sure. Yep.
But it glorified it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It glorified it. And so Satan was able to get to the housewife. Why? They call it soap operas. They sold her soap, Palmolive, see? But they weren't just selling soap.
Right.
They were selling satanic influence upon the housewife. So then, from television, Satan says, I need to get into the home privately. You see, TV is like a broadcast. It can be controlled by the FCC. We don't like that. Do you remember the VHS?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We rented one night because we didn't even own one.
You didn't own one?
Okay. When we were kids, yeah. Dad rented one and rented like a, you know, a cartoon or something.
Right. Well, you rent one? They used to rent them. They had things called Blockbusters. You could rent them. Well, how do you think all these VHS machines got into the home? I mean, did they just one day pop up and... Why would they put VHS machines in a home if there's no VHS tapes?
Right.
They did it through pornography.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See? People wanted to sit in the privacy of their own homes. And then all of a sudden, Satan says, now we got enough of these machines in the homes. Let's now start putting movies in. And so they started releasing movies. Then it went to DVDs, right?
Yep.
Let me explain to you guys what a DVD is. So this is where we are now, Joe, is that now we're into social media,
yep.
Okay?
Right.
And
cell phones.
And you're kind of skipping over multiple years because there's not enough time with just a few minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, there's not
to
enough
to cover it all. Right.
To cover it all. But be aware, and I'll tell you this, FANG, the FANGs, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, they've all conjugated in a certain part of California. Is there an agenda? You bet there's an agenda.
Yeah.
But I won't say it now. It's in the book. There's one company that will arise that's around it right now. It will suck up all these other companies, and it will be the mother, what I call the highway of the Antichrist. You guys need to be aware of this because you're young. If the Lord doesn't come back and we're gone, you're going to have to, to endure this.
That's right. It's all in the book. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure that you know how to get a copy of this book as well as True Power. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Satan is setting up the end times beast system as we speak, but the church is fighting back. Skywatch TV is proud to present the David Heavener special offer. When you order David Heavener's new books, End Times Investigations with David Heavener and True Power from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Ali Henson and Donna Howell's jaw-dropping expose entitled Occultianity on DVD, where they detail how the complacency of the mainstream church has allowed it to be subtly transformed into a cult. With over 35 years as a Hollywood filmmaker with experience in mental health, David Heavener has very unique insights into the dark underbelly of the movie and television industry and is ready to reveal how the media machine as a whole is one of the main tools setting up the final beast system of the Antichrist and Satan himself. In his book, End Times Investigations with David Heavener, you will learn about the Hollywood mind control machine and the deep state's new media partner, the associations between antipsychotic drugs, shock therapy, and the film The Exorcist, the connection between Jeffrey Epstein, the Holocaust, and if German scientists are still doing Nazi-esque procedures today, and the demonic connection between Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, and many other demented criminal minds. Also included in this special offer, the new book, True Power, a war manual for every soldier in God's army. In these perilous times, more are in danger of being deceived by lying signs and wonders than ever before. In True Power, you will discover the power of fearing the Lord, the origin of true power, if you ever sold or traded away your power, and the power of the Watch Warrior. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you will also receive Occultianity, how the End Times Church is forming now in preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive DVD, Donna Howell and Ali Henson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The David Heavener Special Offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're in studio today with David Heavener, and we're talking about his new book, End Times Investigations, and also True Power. And I want to hit the ground running, David, with just a few minutes left on the clock, because I feel like it's really important. We've talked about some of the dark and just glazing the surface. You cannot do this book in one 25-minute program. But what can we as Christians do? Because I think it's important that we focus on the what to do about some of this, as people are being brainwashed by their social media, the movies that they're watching, the TV programs that have literally been written to seduce children into finding vampires sexual, and almost hypnotizing them without their consent into things like witchcraft and making it normal. Now, the things that maybe our grandfathers would have puked over are now just common, everyday handheld device streaming content. Do you feel like we're being force-fed an agenda?
Absolutely. It's past that now. It's not force-fed. We're actually in a hospital. We're on a machine that's keeping the body alive. It's gone to that level now, okay? What do we do? First of all, I call it the three W's. We have to wake up, we have to watch, we have to warn. Now, I'm sorry to inform you, but now that you know the truth, it's up to you to start watching and start warning other people.
Yeah.
Okay? That's just the way it goes. Joe, here's the thing, is that you can't go out and just raise a political flag. That's important. okay? Right. But that's not what's going to solve this, right? Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual issue. We have to fly spiritually.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? We're soldiers in God's army, all right? And this is where a lot of Christians, they don't want to hear this message, but it needs to be said. Satan has soldiers. And if you think for one moment they're not sitting back and trying to come up with a plan to take us out, they are.
Yeah.
We as God's soldiers need to step up to the plate. We need to train. We need to educate. And we need to support each other, right? That's number one. That's kind of in the physical, you might say. But you are the soldier of God. You have a position. You have a post that you need to man. Mm-hmm. And when you're not there, someone else has to pick up the slack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now past that, what do? We have to understand that our understanding is not important. It's God's understanding. We can't lean upon what we see and what our little computer mind comes up with the solution. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us,
mm-hmm.
okay? We have to start listening to God. Don't sit around and, you know, start asking people, what do you think? Give me your opinion, Derek. Give me your opinion, Josh. Would you? It's okay to get people's, you know, your peers, your friends. It's okay
sure.
to, hey, what do you think? But then you take that and you put it to the side and you go to God and say, God, you tell me, what do I do?
That's right.
Right.
That's absolutely
what
true.
Am I supposed to do? Because everyone has a specific mission that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God will speak to you. He speaks to me, speaks to all of us, and he'll guide you. And he may not even tell you what he's saying, but he will lead you through a set of circumstances. And I'm seeing this now with the book and with the ministry that we're doing, that we're all doing. And I watch you guys and what God's been doing with this ministry here at Skywatch. And I'm going, these guys don't even know what they're doing, but God does.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's because you've met us now.
And I can tell you they don't know what they're doing. And I'm in good company, okay?
That's funny.
So having said all that, don't sit there and say, I'm waiting for God's voice. He may not speak to you. He'll speak to you through circumstances. Just pray, mm-hmm. trust him with it, and then watch him go to work. And don't try to undo God's miracles, because he's waiting for him to do a miracle in your life.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I'm going to sum it up by this. We have what we call God's power in us, which I call true power. This true power was given to us when we became Christians. It was transferred to us, and this is why I believe God inspired me to write this book. I believe God wrote the book, if I could be so bold, okay, because I'm not really could write this. We've lost, the Christianity, the church has lost its ability to tap in to power.
Mm-hmm.
If we could understand that when we walk into a room, that demons tremble, if we understand and use our true power, that is the key.
And we're going to be talking about that in the days ahead. So,
absolutely.
So don't lose your train of thought, David.
Okay, I won't.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time, but next week, David Heavener returns to talk about how Hollywood has been laying the groundwork for the Antichrist, the beast system, and even the arrival of aliens. You're not going to want to miss it. For everybody here on panel, David, thank you so much for being here today. Mm-hmm. Everybody in studio, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.